listen when he talks to me, I'd commit. And yet, day after day and night after night, I would behave in ways I couldn't even identify, and so would he. One night, after a particularly bad argument, I spent time researching exactly why I was so unhappy. And I came upon an answer, something called mental load disparity. The mental load is defined as the cognitive effort involved in managing life responsibilities and decision-making. This might include planning a trip, researching which dentist your family should go to, remembering birthdays and delegating chores, a type of labor that often falls mostly on women. As I continued to research the mental load, I became more and more shocked that not only had I never heard of it as a woman, but also as a couples therapist. I knew I was letting my clients down by not pointing out this heavy burden in the relationship. For the first year following that argument, I attributed all of our unhappiness to the way the mental load was being distributed in our family. I went on an obsessive journey to better understand how it wasn't only impacting me, but also my relationships. But then things with the mental load improved. My husband got better at noticing the toilet paper was low and became the only person in charge of doctor's appointments. Yet, as I became less and less burdened with managing our lives, we still faced fairly challenging arguments and points of disconnect. I was frustrated. If the communication skills I was taught in school and the mental load research I had so strongly grasped onto weren't making as big of a change in my relationship as I had hoped, what would? Were we doomed? Then the pandemic hit. Everything in our lives changed drastically without notice, and my husband and I were grasping at straws to maintain our jobs, show up as loving parents, and take care of each other. I experienced a paradigm shift. I realized it didn't matter how much I knew about relationships, because if I was stressed out and overwhelmed, the skills I had weren't going to improve my marriage. Similarly, teaching couples communication skills in therapy wouldn't help if underneath it all was stress and overwhelm. Having nice conversations solves nothing when you're drowning. Our relationship was sinking in a Swiss cheese canoe. There were many holes, one being the unfair distribution of tasks caused by too much stress in our lives. Not only would we need to improve how we distributed tasks, we would need to consider how many tasks we took on and how we coped with our burdens. As I met with couples during this time, I started to realize something. Stress was the cause of so many of their issues. The way they argued and the way they let each other down was only the tip of the iceberg. When you looked beneath the surface, stress was fueling the behavior they detested. In graduate school, we learned very little about how stress influences relationships. Sure, we spent some time learning how it impacts our bodies and therefore our minds, but when it came to relationship work, we were mostly focused on skill building. Our classes focused on teaching couples how to speak, listen, and compromise, but not how to identify the role stress played in their inability to do any of those things. Every week, couples come into my office blaming their relationship issues for their stress, when in reality, their stress is often to blame for their relationship issues. Again and again, couples share that they are failing. There aren't enough hours in the day to lean in at work, practice attachment parenting, show up for their Peloton ride, and take the dog for a walk, let alone take time to connect with each other. Prior to the pandemic, divorce rates were down. People were working to keep their marriages together, and relationships were thriving. Since the pandemic, I've witnessed an unraveling in my office. Couples are struggling more than ever. They're struggling with each other, yes, but when it comes down to it, it's because they're struggling with life. We're living through global crisis after global crisis, and this has created much of our relationship crises. People are unable to connect. They feel lonely, depressed, and unfulfilled in their relationships. The last several years have caused couples to face all kinds of external stressors, including health anxiety, political turmoil, financial uncertainty, working from home, childcare strains, loss of community, isolation, and more.